Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Yud Tes. We are up to Siv Dalet. We are on the second line of page 280. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Haborer psoles mitoch ochel afilu biyodo achas chayiv. One who separates out the psoles, the waste, from the food, even with one hand, he's chayiv. We'll see what that means. Even with one hand, what's the chiddush over there? The Rama says, "Va'afilu ha'ochel meruba." Even if there is a lot of ochel, v'yesh yoser teirach bevriras ha'ochel, and it's a bigger burden. It's more difficult to separate out the ochel. Afilu ha'chilo yiver ha'psoles, afilu kedei le'achol alter. You still can't separate out the psoles. So the Mechaber says, if you separate the psoles from the ochel, even with one hand, you're chayiv. The Rama says, even if the food is more than the psoles, you still have to take out the food, even though it's more of a tircha. So we'll see exactly the chiddush over here in the Mechaber and the Rama. So the Mishabura begins on page Kuf and Aleph, Sivkotin Yazayim, Biyodo Achas. So even if you do the Borer with one hand, you're chayiv, after the Kamon B'Siv Zayin, even though we will see soon in Siv Zayin, Isa, it is brought down, Dilanapeach Biyodo Achas Mutter, to blow, to separate food from the psoles by blowing in one hand its mutter, hasam lav derech biruhu bazeh. That's because there, when it comes to blowing with one hand, that's not the normal way. Ma she'en kein v'stam brira, which is not the case by a regular case of borer, lo mikri shum shinui al yidei ma shebira b'yado achas. It's not called a shinui using one-handed borer. So over there, there's a concept of one hand, so that's what the Mechaber means over here, that in a regular case of borer, one hand is not going to help you, it's not a shinui, it's still going to be chai v'chatos. That is going with the girsa that we have of afilu biyado achas. V'yesh de lo garsi klal tevas achas. Someone akores in the Mechaber the word achas, it just means afilu biyado yurchayiv. The ikar rabusahu, and the main chiddush of the Mechaber is da afilu biyado. Even though you're doing the borer with your hand, the ba'ochel mito psoles, when it comes to doing the ochel from the psoles, mikilinam bezeh hecha shekavanasa le'achol alter. So there, when you're using your hand and you're taking the ochel from the psoles for right away use, we hold it's mutter, hacha chayiv. So that's the chiddush. If you're not goreis achas, even biyado your chayiv. Biyado is one of the three ways in which it becomes mutter. It's biyado miyad ochel mito psoles. But zok to mechaber, when it's going to be psoles mito ochel, even though you have this maila of biyad, it's not going to be good. You're still going to be chayiv midaraisa. Sivkotan yuches. The Rama said you have to take the ochel from the psoles, even if the ochel is more of a burden to take out because there's more. Rotzalomar to biyom tov b'chia gav netzorach liver psoles. If it wouldn't be Shabbos, but rather it would be Yontif, and you want to separate Ochel and Psoles, and the Ochel is more, on Yontif you would have to separate the Psoles. Because on Yontif, Borer is Mutter, and we want to limit the Tircha. So take out the Psoles, which is easier than taking out the Ochel, which is more of a burden. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush over here is, the Shani Hasam. There by Yontif it's different. The Mishum Simchas Yomtov Hu Kedei Lamayit B'Tircha. Because there the issue is Simchas Yontif. It's more of a Simchas Yontif if you limit the burden. And therefore, it's better to take out the psoles from the ochel if there is more ochel. Aval hacha, but over here by Shabbos, derech birahu, and therefore you cannot take out the psoles, even though it would be easier. And on Shabbos, you must take out the ochel, even though it would be more of a tircha. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hei, Haborer tumusin mitoch psoles shelhem chayiv. One who takes out the termusim, some type of food, from its psoles is going to be chayiv. Why? Mipnei shapsoles shelahem mamtekes osam, because the psoles of the termusin sweetens the termusin. Kishe yishluku oso imohem, when they cook together. So the psoles sweetens the fruit when they're cooked together. V'nimtza kibore psoles mitoch ochel v'chayiv. So it turns out by taking out the termusin, you're really taking out the psoles and the ochel. So here's a little bit of a confusing sif. You have the termusin, which is really the ochel, and then there's psoles. When you cook it together, the psoles makes the termusin gishmak. It makes it sweet, it makes it better. But before you cook it together, so then the ochel, which is the termusin, is not very gishmak, and the psoles is really better. So they switch roles. So when you're taking out the termusin from the psoles, you're really taking out the psoles from the ochel at that point, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Let's read the Mechaber again, then we'll see that's how the Mishabur explains it. So haborer tumusin mito psoles shalem chayiv. If you take out the termusim, which is really the ochel, from the psoles, which is normally the way to do it, you're still going to be chayav. Why? Mipdeisha psoles shalhem amtekes osam. Because the psoles sweetens the termusim, kishi yishluku oso imoem, when they are cooked together. V'nimtza, and it turns out when you take out the termusim, it's kibore psoles mitok ochel v'chayav. It's like you're taking out the psoles from the ochel, and you're going to be chayav. Explains the mishaburis of cotton yotes. Mamtekes osam, the psoles by being cooked together with termusin sweetens the termusin. Umi baladei zeh hatumus mar ma'od, and without that sweetening process, the cooking together, the termus itself is very bitter. V'chashiv kipsoles, and it's considered psoles. V'apsoles einu mar kol kach, and the actual psoles is not really so bitter. Al kein chashiv haturmus kipsoles mitoch ochel. Therefore, taking out over here the food from the psoles is considered taking out the psoles from the ochel, and you will be chayev achatas. Says the Mechaber Vaitis above, Ein molilin melilos, you cannot rub ears of grains, rub them in your hands together. Ella molel bishinui, rather you should do the rubbing with a shinui. Ma'at, we'll see that means a small amount of grains, berashe etzpa'os, on the tips of your fingers. So the normal way to rub the grains, you're trying to get the edible part from the psoles, is you rub your hands together, the palm of your hands. But the way you could do it is with a shinui, with the rashi espa'osav, only with the tips of your fingers. And you also should do ma'at, only a small amount at a time. The Rama says, even though by doing this you're really doing the isra of mefarik, you're taking out the food from the shibolim. Since this is mefarik with a shinui, it's not the normal way. This is the normal way you're doing with a shinui, and you're doing it in order to eat it. Therefore, it's mutter. However, the yesh machbirim, there are those who say even with a shinui, it's going to be usser. V'lochein, and therefore also lefarik ha'egozim luzim o egozim gedolim mitokli pasan ha'iruka. Therefore, it is usher to separate the nuts, the egozim luzim or the large egozim, from their green shell. V'tov lahachmir mi'achar diyochel lo'ochel and kach lo'pirik, and it's good to be machmir since you're able to eat them without separating them from their coverings. So let's see the Mishabura. We'll get some clarity. We will bring it down to halacha l'maisa. With a note about peanuts at the end of Mitzvah Shem. So the Mishabur writes in Sif Katan Chaf, so Ein Molilin, Malilahu, what is this rubbing? Shemolal Hashibolim. You're basically rubbing the stalks, Kedei Lofarek Hadogam Mitochem, in order to get the grains out of the stalks. V'asr Mipnei Shenirik Hidosh. It's asr because it looks like threshing. It's similar to dosh. Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, the only way it's mutter is B'shinui Ma'at. The Gemara Yisrashan, the Gemara says over there, Umolel Barashi Etzbaosav, that you rub it with the tips of your fingers. V'zeu Ashinui She'en Umolel B'yadu. That is the change from the regular way that you're not doing the Malila with your entire hand. Umadik Omer Ma'at. So the Mechaber sounds like he's saying, El Umolel B'Shinui Ma'at, with a little bit of a Shinui. But the Mishavu is coming to say that's not what it means. The Shinui is Barashi Etzbaosav. So what's the Lashon of Ma'at? So says the Mishavura, Madik Amar Ma'at, Hainu Shalo Yimlo Behem Rak Ma'at. That's a separate thing. That's not the Shinui. You should just do the Malila, do the rubbing with a small amount at a time. It shouldn't be the way you do it during the week. Kain Muchab the Gemara Sham. That is clear from the Gemara over there, and that's brought down by the Ola Shabbos. Vehu Adin B'Sharvitin Shal Kitnios. The same is true when you have these pods that there are beans or peas inside. She'ein lahotzi mehena kitnios. You should not take out the beans from the pod. Rak ma'at v'aydei shinui. Only a little bit at a time, and you should use a shinui. V'tzarechin. And this needs investigation. Ask the Chavetz Chaim, the Chol Ha'olam, the Hagim Heter. Everyone is taking out the peas from the pod. So how you tell me that it's aser? V'tzarech lomer. You have to say the reason why people are knowing to be lenient is kevan sha'odan lachin. Since the pods are still moist, the afa sharvit ochen also, and they eat the outside, they eat the pod as well. Memela lohavi mefarik. That's not mefarik, which is taking out the ochel from the psoles. Rak kim mafred ochel me ochel. So the reason why people are being lenient to take out the peas or the beans from the pod is because the pods are edible, so it's ochel mitoch ochel, so it's not the iser of mefarik. Avayivation, but if the outside of the peas or the beans would be dried out, osha armine kidneyos, or other types of din she'ena shabrit and ruyim lechel, where the outside is not edible, kigon pol and shalonu, like our beans, v'cheina shum shemim miklipasan, and so too sesame seeds from their klipa, aser l'kuyama b'lo shinui, there will be aser according to everyone without making a shinui, av shedaita lechel miyad, even if you want to eat it right away, v'ayim b'bir halacha. Because the heter of eating it right away only helps you by borer, but here the iser is mefarik, it's not borer, and therefore it's aser. So though we said it's mutter with a shinui, but yesh machmirim, the sphere luhu they hold, it's only to soften the shibolim, that's what's allowed through a shinui, but to separate out the edible grains from the stalks, af al yedei shinui aser, even through a shinui, it's aser, af shedaitu lechol alter, even if you plan on eating it right away, mipnei shenira kedosh, because again, it appears like threshing. Aval, kishen nisparek hadoga min hashibolim erev Shabbos, but if you separate it out, the grains from the shibolim from before Shabbos, mutter lekafu lekuyama, then you can peel off the dagon. The ein zeh b'chlal mefarek klal, that is no longer considered mefarek. Mefarek is just taking it from the outside shell, but not from the inside covering. V'afilu liklof harbe mutter, even to peel a lot of grains is going to be mutter. K'deisa b'gemara. V'chol zekeh shedaito lechol la'alter. All this is talking about where you have in mind to eat it right away. K'deisa l'kamon b'sov simen shinchav av ayin shom. Ularakech tapuach kasha, to soften a hard apple, efshar de mutter afilu b'li shinui, it could be that's mutter even without a shinui. Sifkaton chav gimel. So the Rama said, v'yesh machmirim, therefore you're not allowed to be mefarek the egozim, luzim, and the egozim gedolim from their green outer shell. Hainu afilu ayde shinui. What the Rama means to say over here, says in Mishabura, is even through a shinui it is aser. The b'li shinui l'kuyama aser. Because without a shinui, everyone says it's aser. We're saying over here that even with the shinui, there are those who say it's aser, and one should be machmir. Sivkaton chavdal yishei machmir, not to take it out from the klipasan heruka. Dezed domi kimitoch hashibolim. Because that is similar to taking it out from the shibolim, from the stalks. Aval lekuyama mutter l'shaber haklipa hakosha. But everyone agrees that you can break the hard shell, v'liklof gama klipa hadaka shal ha'egos gufa, and you can also peel off the little covering that's on the nut itself. Basically, there are three shells around these nuts. One is a green outer shell, and that's considered isra mefarik, because that's done before it's brought to the zman of achila. And then once you open that, there's a hard shell inside, and then a soft shell that covers the actual nut. Those two things are not an Isra Mefarik. Those two things are going to be an Isra of Borer, and therefore they would follow the Heterim of Borer. So that's what the Mishabura is saying over here, that taking it out from the Klipa Hayiruka, that's the outer shell, that's like taking out the grains from the Shibolim. But everyone holds it's mutter to break the Klipa Akosha, that's the inner shell, the Liklof Gama Klipa Adaka, and also to peel off the most inner covering, Sha'al HaEgos Gufa, which is on the nuts itself, like we'll see later in Simen Shinchav Aleph. Luzim Ubotnim Shenishtabru. These two types of nuts that broke, the shell is broken, v'adayin heim b'klipasan, and the nuts are still in their shells. Mashu medivir apin megadim b'simen zeh sheyesh lezar liver ha'ocha mitocha klipos v'lo lehipuch. It's mashu medivir megadim, you have to take the nuts out of the shell, not the opposite. Afilu shedayte le'ochom yad, even if you want to eat it right away. U'mishum borer, the reason is because that would be a problem with borer. Havel kamam b'simen tof kuf yud hevi ha'magin avron b'shem ha'yam shel shlomo. There the magin avron b'shem ha'yam shel shlomo, the dover zeh shekolif ha'klipa mehem, that this thing that you're peeling, the outer klipa, bichlal tikuna ochlohu, this is considered preparing a food, veloshaya brira bazen, it's not considered borer. The Avsh Hikshel of the Magen Avraham, even the Magen Avraham asked Akasha on the Amshel Shlomo, Kvar Yishu b'sefer al-Yerabba, the Yerabba answered it already, v'yivu apir megadam sham, v'kei v'shadai du leo chom yad shari, since you have a mind to eat it right away, it is permissible. Let's look at note number 31, where he explains the chilek that we just spoke out, and he brings it down practically, are you allowed to open peanuts on Shabbos from their shell. Ubitam achiluk shebein aklipa hayeruka leklipa akosha hiskasha primigadam. So the primigadam is bothered, what's the difference between the outer green shell where we're more machmir and the inner hard shell where we're more lenient? So the primigadam is bothered by this. The Egle Tal Beer, the Egle Tal explains, shemelechez dosh Ki piruk ochel mipsoles. Dosh is separating food from the psoles. Shaderech lasoso kodem havas hadagon o apri leichson o lebayis. Before you put away the nuts in storage or bring it to your house, it's like out in an earlier step of the process, it's getting rid of the outermost shell. That's going to be a problem of dosh. Aval piruk ochel mipsoles hanasa besamach la'achila. But a separation of the ochel and the psoles close to the time of eating it, ein bo mishum melachas dosh. That has no shaychas to the melach of dosh. U'mishum kacha, because of this, haklipa hakosha, the hard shell, which is the middle shell, shaderech lefarka b'shas achilu, you take that off normally when you want to eat the nut, ein b'piruka mishum melachas dosh. That is not connected to the melach of dosh. Aval haklipa hayaruka, but the green shell, shaderech lefarka shelo b'samach lezman achilu, which normally is taken off earlier, way before the zman of achilu, yesh b'piruka mishum melachas dosh. That's where there is a problem of the melach of dosh, and for immediate use, and it's all not going to help you, because that's only a heter of bora, not a heter of dosh. V'chein kosva aktos ha-shulchan, and also in the shalash shuvas iris Moshe. Ula kalif es aklipa achisona shal botnim. So can you open up peanuts from their outer shell? Hitir ha-chazanish. The chazanish said it's mutter. Why? Ubir ha-gonim nisi krelet. Sha'af al-pi she-rabim me-ha-botnim. Even though it's true that many nuts, v'ulai ruma, maybe majority of them, niklofim v'batei charosha samuvos l'bayis, kashem klufim. Most nuts go to a supermarket, go to the nut aisle. They're all in jars. They're all shelled. They're all taken out of their shell already. You'll see a few bags of peanuts in the shell, but mostly are sold nuts that are taken out of their shell already. So explains that this in Kirelitz, even though many of the peanuts, and possibly majority of them, are peeled already in the factory before they're brought to the stores or the houses. Mikomakom still. Ho v'rabim kofim osam b'shas achila. Since there are still many people that peel them when they eat them, they buy the nuts in the shell. Lo batla daitam. We don't nullify their das. V'harezek k'derech achila. And therefore, that's considered derech achila. You buy it in the shell, now you open it. Even though there's a lot of ones that are out of the shell in the store, but since there are still many people that buy it in the shell and they open the shell to eat it, it's derech achila. That's not considered something that's done earlier, which would be a problem of dosh, which wouldn't be allowed. It's considered something that's derech achila, which is mutter. Gaim b'shal sheshuvas chelkos Yaakov kosav she'ein iser b'kilav habotnim. There's no problem of opening up and peeling peanuts. Me'idach, on the other hand, the Shevet Alevi writes, Tzidei Lasor. He leans to say that it's Asur. Why? For the reason we just said. Shaholu bizmanenu. Since nowadays, Rov ha-botnim nimkarim kishem klufim. Most peanuts are sold and they're peeled already. They're shelled. Ein ha-kiluf nechshav derech achila. Therefore, taking off the shell on your own is not considered derech achila. So we have here a machlokas. The Chazanish said it was mutter. And we see over here that Rav Osner says it's Asur. Now, it could be Rav Osner was... He obviously lived later than the Chazanish, so it could be the rove became greater of the shelled ones. But the Maisa, that's the discussion. So long that people are still buying peanuts in the shell, there is what to rely on to open the peanuts in the shell. But if Mamish, they stop selling them totally in a rare find, so then it would be Aser, because then it would be considered the Malach of Dosh, which is not allowed, even Samach L'Achila, even with the other Heterim that we have by Borer. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.